for cats.
Yes, lovely. Yeah. Love it.
The film wasn't great, was it? Let's be honest. Anyway, welcome to Grease Painters Days Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alastair Woodgate.
We've got the usual features, as we always have every week. We've got our lyrical challenge and our tour at 22. Now, we won't do the lyrical challenge just yet, but could we mention the tour at 22?
Yes, we could.
Why not? Yes. From a fabulous soundtrack and a great show that's recently been released to amateurs as well, so be breaking out like a rash everywhere, and it is Dear Evan Hansen.
There we are, two songs from now, so don't go away. We've got music from Dr. Dolittle, Big River, and Tina the Musical, as well as this.
The trouble with the world today, it seems to me, is coffee in a cardboard cup. The trouble with the affluent society is coffee in a cardboard cup. No one's ever casual and nonchalant. No one waits a minute in a restaurant. No one wants a waitress passing pleasantries.
Like, how you miss?
Hiya, sir!
May I take your order, please? The trouble with the world today is plain to see. Yes, everything is hurry up.
It's rush it through.
And don't be slow.
And BLT.
On the ride to go.
With coffee.
I think so.
Coffee.
I know, sir.
Coffee.
In a cardboard cup.
The trouble with a helter-skelter life we lead is coffee in a cardboard.
Do what?
The trouble the psychologists have all agreed is coffee in a cardboard.
What?
Tell me what could possibly be drearier
than seaboard from the Belknap cafeteria.
Seems to me a gentleman would much prefer. Afternoon.
Hiya, Ben!
Would you like the special, sir? The trouble with the world today is plain to see. Is everything is hurry up.
There's ready whip.
An instant tea.
And minute rice.
And my omi.
There's coffee.
I think so.
Coffee.
I know so.
Coffee.
In a cardboard cup.
It's time for this week's lyrical challenge on grease paint and stage lights.
So here we go, the lyrics of this week's song.
Yes, here we are. Hopefully you can guess what this is. Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart.
Oh, you've been taking lessons from Mr. Woodgate there. We've even got the facial expressions for that one. Go on then, do the short and sweet version.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com.
All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money. keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your bride, dancer, dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your bride, dancer, dancer for money. And any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I want to live out by the sea. Have a husband and some children. Yes, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. I'm your private dancer, dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, dancer for money. And any old music will do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. And do what you want me to do. Just a private dancer, a dancer for money. And any old music will do. George Marshall, darling, American Special, do nicely, thank you. Won't you lose it?
Paint and stage lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
'Cause if I were his nephew instead of his niece, I promise I'd give you much more than a piece of my mind.
How unkind.
The way you treat people.
I don't, I treat animals.
You treat people like animals, it's most unrefined.
The blind leading the blind.
If I had to pick the worst person I'd met, I'd say you are. Yes, you are.
If you'll pardon me, madam, mistaken again, because you are.
Oh, no, you are.
Why don't we just say that we two are incompatible, that is.
Incompatible? Huh. You're impossible.
When will you outgrow?
Impossible.
All this rage you show.
Impossible.
Could you think I'm so impossible to tolerate your impossible?
It is hard to see.
Impossible.
Why you choose to be.
Impossible.
Quite so vile to me.
Impossible to contemplate.
Who are you to judge? You don't know me, sir. But I sense a grudge in your every slur.
No, I bear no grudge. That's a dream you dreamt. All I bear for you's complete contempt.
Oh, you're impossible.
And that well may grow.
Impossible.
Fall deep down, I know.
Impossible.
Folk like you are so impossible to educate.
There's a thousand miles between us,
which will always be uncrossable.
You're impossible.
Huh? You're impossible.
Oh, you're impossible.
Well, there you go again.
Despicable.
Like some clucking head.
Despicable.
Clearly you hate men.
Your attitude is terrible.
Inexplicable.
I won't be dismissed.
Despicable.
Like I don't exist.
Despicable.
You misogynist.
You really are unbearable.
Men like you are whores. Self-indulgent fools. Dull as dinosaurs. Full of pompous rules.
And I must despise women such as you, who just criticize what you can't do.
Just terrible.
So it's clear to me.
You're terrible.
You were born to be
unbearable.
A catastrophe. Completely unrepairable.
And that gaping void between us will forever be uncrossable.
You are arrogant and bossy, and I choose to be unbossable.
We're a classical example
of the art of what's not possible.
You're impossible.
No, you're impossible.
No, you're impossible. Impossible. Impossible.
No, sir. something. You're both impossible.
From Curtain Up to Encore, this is Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
All right, I'll go to hell. I'll take up wickedness again, which is my line, being brought up to it. And for a starter, I'll steal Jim out of slavery again. And if I can think of something worse, I'll do that too. Cause as long as I'm in and in for good, I might as well go whole hog. I have lived an undirected life, a cloudy way. I know the only way I knew. So the things I've done, in fact, each and every one, are the way that I was taught to run. I am waiting for the light to shine. I'm waiting for the light to shine. I have lived in the darkness for so long. I am waiting for the light. I have seen beyond the things I've been, beyond the dreams I dream, are the things I've done, in fact each and every one, are the way that I was taught to run. I am waiting for the light to shine. I'm waiting for the light to shine. I have lived in the darkness for so long. I am waiting.
Light Shine from Big River, the 1985 original Broadway cast recording, completes our trio of songs. Before that, you heard You're Impossible from Dr. Dolittle and Private Dancer from Tina the Musical.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Okay, you ready?
As ever.
Yeah, here we go then. Question number one. Who composed the score for West Side Story?
Leonard Bernstein.
Spot on. Question two. In what year was the New York City's Lyric Theatre built? Was it 1901, 1902 or 1903?
Oh God, those are three really close years, aren't they? I was hoping for 1864, 1925.
Do we care?
No.
What do you reckon?
Oh, 1903.
1901.
It's 1903. Oh. Question three. Which musical debuted in Paris in September 1980?
Probably Les Mis.
It was spot on, Les Mis. There we are. Three to you and nothing to me. Well done, you three.
Better luck next week, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to find some more difficult ones next week. And we've been talking more bits about theatre in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, bohemians and artists, coquettes and boulevardiers, may I present you our sparkling diamond, the unique, the indomitable, the one and only, Satine.
Diamonds are forever, they are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it, and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in their heart to hurt me. Diamonds are forever and ever and ever. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. Grand bodies won't pay the rental on your humble flat.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Sorry about that.
With a bit of percussion from Alistair in my right here. Yeah, that was Grease. You're the one that I want. I mean, God, how old are they? Well, probably lost Olivia Newton-John, didn't we?
Yes, yeah.
And he's getting a bit old now.
I was going to say, he's not too good either.
No, God, dear. And yeah, it was a good film, wasn't it?
I thought it was a fabulous film.
Yeah. And then they tried to do Grease 2, which was pants.
It was less fabulous, yeah.
It's just pants. They were less fabulous. Anyway, we're going to creep up to some exciting things. But first of all, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I've always wanted to play Grandpa in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I'll be doing it next year, so roll up.
Who's that with?
That's at Watford Palace with Abbots Langley.
Ah, nice. Robert, I mean, the Watford Palace is nice. They've revamp, haven't they?
It'll certainly be a lot better than trying to do it at the Auburn Arena, which was the last time I did it.
Yes, you had trouble with the car, didn't you?
Well, the trouble is that we didn't have trouble with the main car.
Right.
But we couldn't actually get the Baron's car on stage because it was actually bigger than Chitty.
Wow.
And they're very shallow with not much in the way of wings. So we had to physical theatre the Baron's car, which actually worked very well in the event, but, you know, so...
Have you done Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in the past, Mr. Woodgate?
No. The theatre where my theatre company performs generally, the stage really isn't big enough to do the show satisfactorily.
Yeah, because you want that car to go up and out into the audience.
I think that's the whole trick, because when we did it at St. Albans, Rob, who's got the car... lent us the road car to have it outside.
Because you put it outside for a bit, didn't you?
And it was on market day and lots of people came down and said, oh, it's amazing. Does the car fly? And when we said yes, they went and booked tickets. If we'd said no, I think they'd have all gone back to the market. Yes, I think it's really important that the car flies.
Yeah. Now, it got stuck once in the West End with Michael Ball, didn't
once.
It? Or was it?
Once.
Or was it loads?
I think the fire brigade had a permanent thing, you know, coming to get the cast out of the flaming car. Because it was over the audience, of course.
Yes. So imagine that, if it comes out over the audience, then it just stops and you're just sitting there going, yeah. Well, what happens now?
They did an unfeasible number of previews because a lot of the stuff didn't work.
Wow.
They kept pushing back the start date.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another question in just a minute. It's just come into my head about disastrous things that have happened to you when you've been doing productions. That'll be coming next after we heard from Moulin Rouge on the lovely... Well, actually, I'm going to play you Chitty Chitty Bang Bang because I did Moulin Rouge a little while ago. And it's P-O-S-H, which is why...
Posh.
I talked about Grandpa.
Of course.
Did I tell you about the time I sailed out of Liverpool?
Yes.
Did I? Well, I'll tell you again. When sailing out from Liverpool and bound for sunny Indra, be sure your cabin's portside or the sun is gonna singe ya. And when you're sailing home again, the starboard side's for you. Unless, of course, you like to feel your boiling in the stew. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life, the travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. Whenever I'm bored, I travel abroad with the ever so properly. Worn out, starboard, oh, posh with a capital P-O-S-H, posh. The hands that hold the sceptre, every head that holds the crown. They always give their all for me, they never let me down. I'm on my way to far away, ta-ta and toodaloo. And fare thee well and bon voyage, arrivederci too. The posh, posh, travelling life, the travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. Pardon the dust of the upper crust, and fetch us our cup of tea. Pour out, starboard, oh, pour out, starboard, oh, pour out, starboard, oh. Posh with a capital P-O-S-H, 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 posh.
Meet the presenters on our website, www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
This is living, this is what I call living. I've hungered for this day since heaven knows when, year after year with a secret yen. All of my prayers, all my desire, every waking moment with my heart afire. Give me the meat without the gravy, I'll take the oyster sans the pearl. Pinching pennies, clipping coupons, see a brand new world unfurl. Let me brown bag all my lunches, try my hand at canned cuisine. A Berlitz class I long to pass. How the other half lives. No 14-carat cronies, phonies, fair weather friends. I want an on the dole mate, soulmate, stormy weather friends. Pour me the milk, but hold the honey. Bring on those funny money woes. Paying Paul by robbing Peter. I'll turn my dial to rank and file. How the other half lives. Poor, not me. Honey, I don't want those money woes. I'll marry Paul or Dave or Rob or Peter, so I can buy my clothes at Saks Fifth Avenue, Bergdorf Goodman too. The privileged few plus
grease paint and stage lights.
Run, freedom, run. Freedom, run away. My friends, you have to run, 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 run. Freedom, run away. That freedom sun will shine someday. Till then, you better run, 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 run. Freedom, run away.
I'm frightened.
Oh, yes, well, you should be. Freedom is scary. It's a blast of cool wind that burns your face to wake you up.
Literally?
Yes. There's a trickle of sweat.
There's a trickle of sweat.
It's dripping in your ear.
Dripping in your ear.
Still, you gotta run, 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 run. Freedom, run away.
Run, run away.
Now, don't you fret. And never fear. Your freedom's a one, 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 one. Freedom, run away. There's a great big clad bell on your tail. Slam on your trail.
Follow Your Heart from Urinetown. That's such a nice song. Have you seen the show? It's quite good fun, Urinetown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And before that, we heard How the Other Half Lives from Thoroughly Modern Millie.
My nephew is in university up in Birmingham, and he's auditioned to play a part in Urinetown.
Oh, lovely.
And trying to explain it to his parents. What's it about?
It's
unusual show.
Yes, it is.
You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights. Want to get in touch? It's musicals@btinternet.com. I don't need any help with the experts question because they got all three straight away. Now, disasters. Has anything happened in the production you've been involved with? Two disasters. One that was really stopped the show, and the other one you just sort of covered for it. I'll chuck it out on the table, see what happens.
I don't think I've been in a show where there was a show stop.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I tell you, which I wasn't actually in, but the fire alarm went off. It was during Jesus Christ Superstar I can't remember, quite a while ago now, but Mike Monk was in the middle of trying to do Herod's number, and they all ended up in the car park. In the pouring rain, because everybody had to be evacuated.
Because the bells went off.
Mm. Mm.
Any for you, Mr. Woodgate?
Not that I can remember, not that I can recall, no.
Ah. We had one, we went to see The Lion King in London, and we got into the bit where the bird came out, and I want to be king bit, and someone screamed this real sort of quite chilling scream, because she thought her mother had died next to her. and this chap, it's a doctor in the house,
sorry,
stopped it, and I know, and the bird said, it's okay, you can laugh, because she was fine. In fact, she was bloody annoying, to be honest. Anyway, they stopped the bird talking. Is there a doctor in the house? Was announced, and this chap sitting next to us got up, went over, saw the lady. Oh, yes, just got a bit hot and hysterical and all that sort of stuff. And then within 10 minutes, there was another scream from somewhere else. This poor chap got up again. And then the third time after 20 minutes in the second half, someone else screamed. He had to get up again. Yeah, I said to him, I hope you're going to get a free ticket for the next show because you haven't seen half of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking of The Lion King, that's one that gets a show stop weekly.
Because yeah, it must do.
Pride Rock doesn't work properly. Wow. It hasn't worked properly for years, but yeah, they get a show stop about once a week on that show.
2 and 22 is coming next. Tonight and All Shook Up. I mean, they sort of very similar in terms of the music side, but what's Good Rockin' Tonight all about?
Absolutely no idea.
No idea, no, I haven't seen it.
I was about to ask you, I thought.
No idea.
You'll know?
No idea.
I haven't seen it.
If you know, musicals@btinternet.com, please. Time now, and I think we're on time this week for our tour at 22.
We are indeed.
Two songs from what?
Two songs from Dear Evan Hansen. And you can pick any one of them, and the big great numbers to listen to. But we're going to go for To Break a Glove In, followed by Waving Through a Window.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
This glove's really cool, wow.
No, why don't you take it?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
Are you sure?
I bought this glove 1,000 years ago. For some birthday or some Christmas that has come and gone. I thought we might play catch or... I don't know. But he left it in the bag with the tag still on. You'll have to break it in, though, first. You can't catch anything with it that stiff.
How do you break it in?
Well, it's all the process that is really quite precise. A sort of secret method known to very few. So... if you're in the market for professional advice, well, today could be a lucky day for you. Shaving cream.
Shaving cream?
Oh, yeah. You rub that in for about 5 minutes, tie it all up with rubber bands, put it under your mattress, and sleep on it. And you do that for at least a week, every day, consistent. And though this method isn't easy, every second that you spend is gonna pay off. It'll pay off in the end. It just takes a little patience. It takes a little time, a little perseverance, and a little uphill climb. You might not think it's worth it. You might begin to doubt. But you can't take any shortcuts. You gotta stick it out, and it's the hard way, but it's the right way, the right way to break in a glove. With something like this, you gotta be ready to put into work and make a commitment. So what do you think?
I mean, definitely.
Some people say just use a microwave or try that run it through hot water technique. Wow, a bacon glove.
gloat about the time they save till they gotta buy another glove next week.
It just takes a little patience.
It takes a little patience.
It takes a little time.
It takes a little time.
A little perseverance.
Perseverance.
And a little uphill climb.
And it's the hard way,
but it's the right way. The right way.
Some goal, or you're just trying to do what's best for a kid who's lost control. You do the hard thing, 'cause that's the right thing. Yeah, that's the right thing.
Connor was really lucky to have a dad that a dad who cared so much about taking care of stuff.
Shaving cream, rubber bands, mattress, repeat. Got it?
Got it.
It's the hard way, but it's the right way. The right way to break in a glove.
You're good to go.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. I give them no reason to stare. No slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass,
you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been?
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Got no diamond, got no pearl. Still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks, still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, still I think I've been overpaid. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
She's got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Got no silver, got no gold. What I got can't be bought or sold. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
She's got the sun in the morning and the moon.
It's the same as all the others, except you like the arrangement of that version.
I love the arrangement. Oh,
the arrangement makes all the difference. Fact, all the difference.
Because it's a classical song, isn't it?
Yeah. This version, which came out early 2000s, all reorchestrated, and the whole premise is that it's set in a big top, telling the story of Annie Oakley and Frank Butler. It's just got so much sort of fresh air and new life in it compared to the original.
So when you go and see a show, the pair of you, and you sit there and you think, well, it's an old classic, I've come to review this show, do you get suitably surprised when they've rearranged it and made it better, or do they sometimes rearrange it and make it not so good?
It's just either one or the other. You never know what you're going to get with the new ones, but I've, some of the rearrangements of old songs in shows have been really great.
Yeah, and any worse one you looked at and thought, oh dear, oh dear?
I'm not mad about Kips.
Now, Kips is that a variation of Half a Sixpence?
I actually love the revised version much more than the original.
I agree from one point, in as much as the show is better, but they left out some really good songs,
right,
which they didn't need to do.
This is like debate now. So why do you think it's better than Mr. Woodgate?
I think it just feels fresher. Been brought up to date while still respecting the period it's set in and everything else. I just think it's more accessible to a modern audience.
Okay.
But then plenty of the songs that they've left out are still would also be accessible.
Okay, well, we're going to play a song while they have a punch up. I'll let you know how it goes.
One great show tune after another on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Of youngsters out there from youth clubs all over the country. But a stuffed shirt said that we can have a hall for another couple of minutes. So why don't we show them how to party, eh?
Yeah!
And I know you guys out there know how to party, so if you want to get up and join in and have a bit of a boogie, then feel free, because I know you know all the moves. Come on, everybody, clap your hands. Ah, you're looking good, we're gonna sing my song. It won't take long. Is it a bird?
No!
Is it a pine?
No!
Is it a twister?
Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So before we give you the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge, we'd like to know, please, what is your favourite musical song for Christmas? Because we're going to do our Christmas programme, aren't we? We're putting it all together.
Yes.
Mrs. R, you've got 12 Days of Christmas.
I just love 12 Days to Christmas. It's lots of fun.
Well, what do you reckon, Mr. Woodgate?
Very good question. I would probably go for I'm Dreaming of White Christmas from the most recent White Christmas musical.
Okay. And I like the one with Angela Lansbury. We need a little Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas, right? Yeah. Very minute from MAME. Yeah, it's lovely. Favorite. Yeah, it's great.
So if you've got a favourite musical song, please send it through to musicals@btinternet.com and we'll feature that when we do our Christmas special. Anyway, it's time to give the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer?
The answer is, did you get it? Teenager in Love, Return to the Forbidden Planet.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I am so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?
Paint and Stage Lights, every week with the best from the musicals on your local community radio station. That's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.